Bayer taps Apollo for 3 billion euros as alternative capital reshapes European drug development. Apollo Global Management has committed 3 billion euros to Bayer's life sciences division, marking one of the largest alternative capital injections into European pharma operations and signaling a fundamental shift in how stressed pharmaceutical conglomerates access liquidity without triggering full asset sales. The German multinational developer of pharmaceutical and agricultural products now has a credit alternative sponsor underwriting its R&D infrastructure at a moment when traditional equity markets remain hostile to biopharma recapitalizations. Financial terms beyond the headline investment figure were not disclosed, but the structure places Apollo directly into Bayer's core life sciences operations rather than a carve-out or minority position in a standalone unit. The timing matters. Bayer's move comes as regulatory friction intensifies for Chinese pharmaceutical partnerships and as Western drug makers increasingly wall off intellectual property from foreign competition. American biotechnology companies have grown notably more secretive about drug development pipelines, with firms citing paranoia over Chinese industry competition as justification for reduced disclosure. One unnamed executive at an undisclosed U.S. biotech stated the industry is paranoid about competitive threats from China's rapidly advancing pharmaceutical sector. The Bayer Apollo structure represents a blueprint for how large-cap pharma can access multi-billion euro capital commitments without divesting crown jewel assets or triggering dilutive equity raises. For institutional capital, the deal validates a thesis we have been tracking since 2024. Alternative credit funds are displacing traditional investment banks as the liquidity providers of choice for pharmaceutical restructurings. The positioning reflects a broader recognition that pharma's cash conversion cycles and regulatory timelines make pure private equity buyouts structurally difficult, but debt-like instruments with equity upside optionality can bridge the gap. Scale Capital meets scale operations. Bayer operates as one of Europe's largest pharmaceutical and agricultural conglomerates, with a global footprint spanning drug development, crop science, and consumer health. The company's life sciences division encompasses pharmaceutical discovery, clinical development, and commercialization infrastructure. Apollo's 3 billion euros commitment positions the alternative asset manager as a strategic capital partner, rather than a financial sponsor executing a conventional leveraged buyout. The structure matters because it allows Bayer to retain operational control while accessing liquidity on terms that likely include performance-based returns tied to the life sciences division's future cash flows. This marks a departure from the asset sale route that many European pharma companies pursued in prior restructuring cycles. The absence of disclosed deal multiples or valuation methodologies suggests the transaction may involve preferred equity, convertible instruments, or revenue participation rights rather than a straightforward minority stake purchase. Apollo's ability to deploy 3 billion euros into a single pharmaceutical platform reflects the fund's expanded capital base and its strategic focus on healthcare assets with predictable regulatory pathways. Alternative credit funds have raised record amounts of dry powder since 2023, with healthcare and life sciences representing one of the few sectors where large-scale deployments remain feasible despite elevated interest rates. The Bayer transaction demonstrates that megacap pharma companies are now viable counterparties for credit funds seeking to deploy capital at scale without taking on full operational risk. Regulatory pressure reshapes capital flows the Apollo-Bayer deal lands as regulatory dynamics in the pharmaceutical sector undergo significant realignment. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration rejected a liver cancer drug combination from Jiangsu Hengrui Pharmaceuticals and Elevar for the third time in approximately 2 years, citing manufacturing deficiencies. This marked the latest in a series of regulatory setbacks for Chinese pharmaceutical companies seeking U.S. market access. a pattern that has accelerated capital reallocation among Western institutional investors. The competitive landscape has shifted dramatically. American biotechnology firms have become markedly more guarded about disclosing drug development details, driven by concerns that Chinese competitors can rapidly reverse engineer novel therapies and bring biosimilars or follow-on products to market at compressed timelines. This defensive posture has implications for how institutional capital evaluates pharmaceutical assets. Companies with robust intellectual property protections and manufacturing control now command premium valuations, while those exposed to Chinese competition face increasing discount rates. For Apollo, the timing of the Bayer investment aligns with a strategic window. European pharmaceutical assets offer Western regulatory jurisdictions, established manufacturing infrastructure, and intellectual property frameworks that reduce expropriation risk. The €3 billion commitment effectively places Apollo Capital behind a pharmaceutical platform, insulated from the regulatory headwinds facing China-exposed competitors. The deal structure likely includes covenants or governance rights that ensure Bayer's life sciences division maintains manufacturing standards and regulatory compliance in line with FDA and European Medicines Agency expectations. The regulatory dimension extends beyond drug approvals. As of July 2026, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has laid groundwork for new FDA rules governing the release of complete response letters, the agency's formal rejection notices for drug applications. This signals heightened scrutiny of pharmaceutical manufacturing and clinical data quality, factors that advantage established Western pharmaceutical companies with deep regulatory expertise over newer entrants from emerging markets. Alternative credit displaces traditional mergers and acquisitions. The Bayer transaction represents a structural evolution in how pharmaceutical companies access growth capital. Traditional mergers and acquisitions activity in life sciences has slowed considerably, with strategic buyers facing antitrust scrutiny and private equity sponsors confronting elevated debt costs. Alternative credit funds have stepped into the void, providing structured capital solutions that blend debt and equity characteristics. Apollo's €3 billion deployment stands as one of the largest single commitments by an alternative asset manager to a European pharmaceutical platform in recent years. The scale reflects both Apollo's fund size and the pharmaceutical sector's receptiveness to non-traditional capital structures. Unlike pure debt financings, which saddle pharmaceutical companies with fixed interest obligations that strain cash flows during R&D intensive periods, structured capital solutions allow for flexible payment terms tied to product development milestones or revenue generation. The investment thesis rests on pharmaceutical economics. Bayer's life sciences division generates predictable cash flows from existing drug franchises while maintaining an R&D pipeline with defined regulatory pathways. For Apollo, the risk-return profile resembles infrastructure investing, where capital commitments underwrite long-duration assets with contractual or quasi-contractual cash flows. The €3 billion figure suggests Apollo may be providing capital for clinical trial funding, manufacturing capacity expansion, or balance sheet restructuring to support Bayer's agricultural and pharmaceutical operations simultaneously. Comparable transactions in the pharmaceutical credit space have seen alternative asset managers achieve mid-to-high-teen IRRs through a combination of cash interest, equity appreciation, and performance-based fee structures. While specific return targets for the Bayer deal were not disclosed, the transaction likely includes liquidation preferences, board representation, or veto rights over major capital allocation decisions. These structural protections differentiate alternative credit investments from passive minority stakes and provide downside protection if Bayer's pharmaceutical pipeline underperforms. The China factor, capital reallocation in real time, the competitive dynamics between Western and Chinese pharmaceutical industries are reshaping institutional capital allocation in observable ways. As American biotechnology companies adopt more secretive approaches to drug development, Western pharmaceutical assets have become relatively more attractive to institutional investors seeking to avoid intellectual property leakage. The Apollo Bayer transaction fits within this pattern. By deploying 3 billion euros into a German pharmaceutical conglomerate, Apollo positions itself within a Western regulatory and legal framework that offers stronger IP protections than emerging market alternatives. The U.S. biotech sector's increased secrecy reflects a broader strategic shift. Companies that once disclosed granular details of drug mechanisms, clinical trial designs, and manufacturing processes at industry conferences now withhold such information until regulatory filings mandate disclosure. This defensive posture stems from direct experience. Multiple Western drug makers have observed Chinese competitors rapidly developing biosimilar or follow-on products after Western firms published detailed scientific data. For institutional investors, this means pharmaceutical assets with proprietary manufacturing processes and undisclosed pipeline details now command scarcity premiums. The FDA's repeated rejections of the Hengrui-Elevar liver cancer drug combination on manufacturing grounds underscore the regulatory barriers facing Chinese pharmaceutical companies. Manufacturing deficiencies cited by the FDA typically involve contamination risks, inconsistent production processes, or inadequate quality control systems. These technical hurdles create moats around Western pharmaceutical companies with established manufacturing infrastructure and regulatory track records. Apollo's investment in Bayer effectively buys exposure to this regulatory moat, betting that Western pharmaceutical assets will maintain pricing power and market access advantages as Chinese competitors face prolonged FDA review cycles. The Placamium view, Apollo's 3 billion euros Bayer commitment, signals the emergence of a new asset class, pharmaceutical infrastructure debt. This transaction is not a leveraged buyout, nor is it venture capital backing an early-stage biotech. It represents structured capital deployed against a mature pharmaceutical platform with established products, regulatory approvals, and manufacturing capacity. The innovation lies in the financing structure, which allows Bayer to access growth capital without relinquishing control or triggering tax events associated with asset sales. We see three converging forces that make pharmaceutical infrastructure debt attractive to institutional allocators. First, the regulatory environment now explicitly favors Western pharmaceutical companies with established manufacturing and compliance track records. The FDA's third rejection of the Hengrui-Elevar combination demonstrates that regulatory agencies will not compromise on manufacturing standards to accelerate Chinese drug approvals. This creates a durable competitive advantage for European and American pharmaceutical companies that have invested in quality systems over decades. Second, the geopolitical dimension of pharmaceutical supply chains has become a first-order investment consideration. Western governments now view pharmaceutical manufacturing capacity as strategic infrastructure, similar to semiconductors or defense production. This shift makes pharmaceutical assets with domestic or allied nation manufacturing footprints more valuable than offshore alternatives. Apollo's Bayer investment positions the fund within a German pharmaceutical platform that serves European and North American markets from Western manufacturing sites, reducing supply chain and regulatory risks. Third, the defensive secrecy adopted by U.S. biotechnology firms creates information asymmetries that favor large-scale institutional investors with direct access to management teams and proprietary due diligence capabilities. Public market investors struggle to value pharmaceutical companies that disclose minimal pipeline details, while private market investors with board seats and confidentiality agreements can access granular data. This dynamic advantages alternative credit funds like Apollo that negotiate information rights as part of capital commitments. The second-order effect we anticipate: more European pharmaceutical companies will pursue Apollo-style capital injections rather than outright asset sales or equity raises. The structure preserves tax efficiency, avoids dilution, and provides liquidity without triggering change of control provisions in licensing agreements or employment contracts. For alternative asset managers, pharmaceutical infrastructure debt offers equity-like returns with debt-like downside protection, a rare combination in today's market environment. The capital deployment environment for mega-cap pharmaceutical transactions has fundamentally shifted. Traditional strategic buyers face antitrust obstacles, pure financial sponsors confront debt market constraints, and equity markets remain inhospitable to large pharmaceutical recapitalizations. Alternative credit funds have the capital scale, return flexibility, and structural creativity to fill the void. Apollo's €3 billion Bayer investment is the proof point. We expect similar transactions to follow as European pharmaceutical conglomerates recognize that alternative capital provides liquidity without the control premium demanded by traditional buyers. The bottom line: Apollo has effectively created a new template for pharmaceutical restructuring. Deploy multi-billion euro capital commitments into established life sciences platforms, structure the investment as credit with equity upside, and leverage Western regulatory advantages to generate asymmetric returns. The €3 billion Bayer investment represents the largest public validation of this strategy to date. For institutional allocators, the takeaway is clear. Pharmaceutical infrastructure debt is emerging as a distinct asset class with compelling risk-adjusted returns in an environment where traditional pharmaceutical mergers and acquisitions remain structurally challenged. The competitive landscape favors Western pharmaceutical companies with manufacturing scale and regulatory track records. The FDA's continued rejection of Chinese drug applications on quality grounds, combined with the defensive secrecy now prevalent among U.S. biotechnology firms, creates a durable moat around established pharmaceutical platforms. Apollo has positioned €3 billion of capital behind that moat. The deal will not be the last of its kind.